Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we just say, Omar Rava says, Avud Delayla Loi Shimei Avuda, if you lost your carbon at night time, that's not called an Avuda. Rashi says, Nahavim Midiriz, you find it right away by Lissa Shachar. So Moz Aliba the man, who does Rava say this? Ilayim Aliba the Rabban, according to Rabban and Shita, Rashi that they say, Avuda Bishasa, Frosh Gleima, Bishosha Bain, Chabrata Shifr, Tachtem, Fresh, Remedish, according to Elaim, the Rabbanin say, a chattis is mace only if you find the first one after you brought the second one. But any time you find the first one before you bring the second one, it's not lemisa. If so, my ear, what are you going to tell me? Because avuda the lila is not called avuda. Afilu avuda the yam, even if you lost them by the etem, also nami. The yami Rabbanin say, avuda b'shasaf rosha, roya. Any time it was lost, just the fact you set aside a second carbon, but you didn't bring it yet, that means nothing. When you find the first one, it's still right, you don't have to let it die. The Rabbanan hold only, if you find the first one after you brought the second carbon, then the first one goes lemisa. So according to Rabbanan, you don't have to tell me, Avuda the Lila, Loi Shmei Avuda, even if it was lost by daytime. As long as you didn't bring the second carbon, it's not lemisa. V'yel, who is Rabbi going like? V'yel, I'll leave it to be going according to Rebbe Shita. And Rebbe says, no. Anytime you lost the first chattis and you set aside a second one, so the first one is lemisazlo. So therefore, Rav is saying in Kiddush that if you only lost it by night time, that's not called an avud, it doesn't have to go lemisa. So Mora says, Ad kan lo kama Rebbe yelo aveda de yoyim. When does Rebbe say if it was lost and you find it late, it goes lemisa if it was lost by daytime? Avla aveda de lila, when it was lost at night time, afilu Rebbe moida. Even Rebbe agrees you don't have to let it die. To the Reya Ozla. So that was Rabbi's Chiddush. That according to Rebbe, if you lost your first Chattis by night, and you set aside a second one, but you found the first one before the next morning, so it was never fit to bring the second one for Korbin, then the first one is not Lamisa, but rather it's only Luria, let it pasture in the field. So it becomes a Bamum. I tell you what, that Rav is going according to Rabbanan Shita. And they hold that if you lose your first chattis and you find it before you bring the second one, it's not lemisa. For hocha v'mayas, we're talking about over here, v'ovdo v'shas kapara, in echanami, that you lost it, and they brought the second carbon already. So it's like this, ad kan lo kamir rabbonim ovdo v'shas kapara mesa, when did rabbonim say by the time you find the first one, you brought the second carbon, that the first one goes lemisa, elaheicha di'ikar avedosa b'yayim, when you first lost it at daytime, that's called the real loss. So then if you find that after your mechapa with the second one, it goes the misa. Avalhecha the ikar avidosa balayla. But that's Rav's Chiddush. But if you first lost your carbon at nighttime, so loy, you go bust at the time when you lost it. You lost it at nighttime, it's not fit for carbon anyway then, so that aved is not so bad. So then even the Rabbanu would agree that even though you find that after your mechapa with the second one, it still would not be the misa. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Nartina, we hold the locker is Aveda. Only if you lost your first chattis, and then you mark up the second one, then when you find the first one, it goes Lemisa. But V'loi Genuva, not if some the first one was stolen from you. Another dig is Aveda, only if you lost it. V'loi Gezula, not if it was stolen. Genuva is what? Midas, the guy sees you, and Gzela is by night time. So it's Hechidam Yavedas. If so, what's called the case of Aveda that attacks Lemisa Azla? Omer Abayshia, Afilu achas bedroy. Even if you lost one, it got mixed up into your corral. So you know it's there. You just don't know which one it is. That's called it got lost. Afilu achas biachas. Even if this one chattis got mixed up with another behemoth chulin, and you don't know who's who, that's also called avda. The mice, you don't know where the chattis is. You have to set aside a second one. So for the first one, will be lemisa. For the yechlin number like this, achurei hadelis. Even if you just lost it behind the door, means you can't see it right now. Even though if you get there, maybe you'll find it, but since right now you don't know where it is, that's also called lost. Yeah. He brought up a question like this. Hechikam, what does he mean to say? Ahuri Adelis, who deleka to kachazi lake, because nobody can see it, that's called lost. Aval avroi, but if it's inside, the ikka to kachazi, some could see it, loy, it's not called lehevehud, it's not called avud, it's not called lost. Or do we maybe Ahuri Hadelis in the back of the door? The Mahadarape Chazalei. Have you avuda? If you would turn your head around there and look there, you would see it. Still, now that you're not turning your head, it's called an avuda. The kol shchein avroi, for sure, if it's inside, like a chosna, you can't see it. It's avroi, if it's outside, for sure you can't see it. So maybe that's called avuda. So take it, that's a good shayla. According to this svara, what exactly is called the behemoth was avuda lost from you. Omer apok, what was it like this? Garmina, we learned, avuda mimenu, this halacha is only if it's lost from you, but v'lei meraya. Avuda mimenu v'lei meraya, unless it was lost from you, you don't know where it is. But your shepherd knows where it is. Apshita lehavi avuda, that's not called lost. Since somebody knows where it is, that's not called lost the korban. The koshkan, for sure, the other way. Where avuda mimenu, just the shepherd lost it. But v'lei avuda mimenu, it's not lost from you. If you know where it is, that's not called an avuda. What's going to be avuda mimenu meraya? You lost it, and your shepherd also doesn't know where it is. But v'yechad b'sayfer l'makebo, but somebody else in the world knows where it is, just you don't know where it is. Is that called the chatish avdo or not? So taiko, that's a good shayla. Very important, is another shayla. What's going to be avuda v'kais? Let's say where you have your korban, and you shecht it, you made a kabbalah sadam. Just you mekabel the dam in three or four different kaisis. And now you lost one of the kaisis. So what's the loch? Avuda v'kais. You lost, let's say, one of the kaisis. So she says, Avuda b'shor shedam chaverta b'kais. You already made a kabbal sadam in three or four different kaisis. Shavda v'ifrish acheris. You set aside a second one. V'shochta v'kibbal dama. V'voida dam b'kais nimtzu. When the dam is still in the cup, you find the first one. So like this, you lost your first chatis, and you brought a second one, and you made a shchita, and you have the dam in the cup, but just you didn't make this riki yet. So is that called kaitam kapur, and then you find the first one? Is that called kaitam kapur, it's not lamisa? Or is it called after kapur, it's called lamisa? Mao. Salibu the man. Yilayim alibu the rebbe, so pshitas lamisa. He says, avudu vishasa froshamesa. As long as you lost the first one, and then you set aside a second one, even though you find the first one before you brought the second one, it's also lamisa. So pshitas lamisa here. El the shalomos kikim yiboyle alibu the rabbonin. Yisha is only according to the rabbonin. And they said the din is, when is it lamisa ozlo? Only if you find it after kapara. So mi amrina, do I say that ki ami rabbonin b'shasa frosh roya, when the rabbonin said the second one is not brought yet, so the first one you can still use, let it pesh until it becomes a bamum and sell it. That's kaidim shekibul dama b'kais. Only before you made a kabbal sadam for the second one. Avol hocha, but over here, where you made a kabbal sadam, you have the dam in the kais already. Could be sphirla, maybe the rabbonin holds that koloim lizwek kazorik dami. Since the dam is in the kais already, and it's oimit to be making this rika, it's still like you made this rika already. Or dilma, maybe no. Kamad lo yizdarik dam, kiyov de bishas afrosh adami. The kozman, you did not make this rika to dam, that's still like it was lost, bishas afrosh, that's the shayla. For rain, all you have to do is just let it pasture in the fields. So that's the shayla. This dam right now, to be considered like his rika was done already, and then tak would be lamisa, or maybe no, lamitsias, the maisas, rika wasn't done yet, so still called kaitum kaporam, it would only be the reya to let it come about mum. Rika the army sounds like this. The early rule of the shalom would be a leave of the Rebbe according to Rebbe. If he come in boile, the I Rebbe says if you find it after your mark which is second one, it's already lamisa ozla, so how could he ask the shalom according to Rebbe? Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. What's your shayla? So Moshe says yes. Again, he could the army leilam alivu the Rebbe. He could be boiling again. Shekibul dama b'shtei kaisis. They were talking about one korban chatis, not two, but just one. And you makabul the dam in two different cups. V'yovad echemem. Now you lost one cup. The question is, later you find it, can you use it for zrika or not? So that's the shayla. And v'alibu the man diyom. According to man diyom, that says in Gemara Zvachim that kais oisa chaver adichoi. The case where you makabal dam in four different kaises, and you made this rika from one kais, that makes dicho the other kaises are not fit to be used anymore. Lo tibolach, then I have no shayla. Of course, if you lose one, so that becomes lost. You can't use it anymore. So ki tibolach, where is my shayla though? I'll leave it demand the yom a kais oisa chaver shirayim. That one kais only makes the other one shirayim leftovers, but not dichoi. Hani milu, when do I say it? Shiraim, you can still use it. Hechad yisnel tavai, when both cups are still here. Techol hechad, the boy yizork, anyone you want, you can use for zrika. Avlocha, but over here, holeka, you lost it. Since it's avud mimenu, so it's possible you can't use it anymore. Or there may be loishnum, there's no difference, teiku. That's the shal, the Rebbe, that's the shal according to Rebbe. Now the Mishnah says, Hama fresh chatas for yovda. You said I saw the korban chatas and you lost it. Vifer shacheras tachrin. You said I saw the second one instead of it. Piach hakach nimtzes the rishon. And then you found the first one. Slochrus Thomas is yach let it die. That's called chatish chipru baleo eslamisa. Wasn't the Hama fresh shmoyes the chatos. You said I saw the money for the chatos. For yovda you lost the money. Vifer shachatas tachteim. You said I saw the korban chatas instead of the money. Piach kach then nimtzes the moshe find the first money. So again you lichel yom hamelach. You have to throw away the money to the Yam HaMelech. You lose your money. Vifresh Chatas Tachlim, you set aside another one, Yachkach Nimsa, then you find the money. So Lachar is Yalich and Yam HaMelech. That's what like Rabbi Shita, that even though you didn't bring the second one yet, as long as you set it aside, so the first one goes Lamisa. And where there's money involved, you have to throw the money away to Yam HaMelech. What's going to be Hamafresh Moyes Lachatis? Set aside money to buy a Korban Chatas. For Yavda, you lost the money. Vifresh Moyes Lachatis, you set aside the second time money. Instead of the first money, you didn't get around to buy a korban chatas mehem. So you found the first batch of money. So lachur is put the two monies together. You have a male and male buy like one big chatas from both monies. But male and male chatas for yashar the leftover money is nifl nadava. Like it's not called you brought one and the other one is chatas shavda because here you bought the money from both. You bought the chatas from both. The leftover money goes in the nadava. You set aside money for korban chatas. For yovda, you lose the money. Vifresh chatas, the thing, you set aside another chatas instead of it. Lehispek, like Rebbe didn't get around to the mark of the korban, achinim to the money, so you found the first money. For a chatas balmum, and now the second chatas becomes a balmum. So lochur is timocher, sell it. For yovda, melu melu chatas, the best answer is now, with both monies together, bring the korban chatas. And again, therefore, vashat, leftover money, will be yiplin and dover. What's going to be Hamafresh Chatis V'yovdo? You set aside a Chatis and you lost it. V'yifresh Moes Tachtem, you set aside money instead of it. For his because he didn't get around to buy the Korban Chatim Hem, Chatis Tachinimtsu Chatosoi, so you found your first Chatis. V'rehi Balasmum, and it's also Balmum, the first one. So you have the second money, and the first one's a Balmum. So the Yetzer is Timoche, sell the first one. V'yovdo Melo Melo Chatis, bring the Chatis from both monies together. And then he left over V'sha Yipo Nadova. Another case is Hamafresh Chatos, you said I saw the Korban Chatis, V'yovd, you lost it. V'yifresh Shacharas Tachtem, you said I saw the second one instead of the first one. Well, Yispek, like Riv, he didn't get around to bring the second one yet. Shnimtzes Rishon, you found the first one. V'reshtei and Balas Mum, both of them are Bal Mum. So again, the same Eitza. Yimochru, sell both of them, and V'yovd will bring Me'elu Me'elu from both money together Chatis. And V'ashay Yipu Nadav, any leftover money bring for Korban for Nadav. Now, Hamafresh Chatos, you said I saw the Chatis, V'yovd, you lost it. V'yifresh Shacharas Tachtem, you said I saw the second one instead of the first one. Lo Yispek like Riv, you didn't get around to be back of the second one. Achinimtzes Rishon, until you found the first one. Or else, Ho Yushtayim Temimim. Now both of them is a Tam. So Lachur is Echad Mehem, not either, but that's the Lach. In the case where both of them are Temimim, so you have both of them here, and you didn't bring anyone yet. So what's the Lach? Here's the Machlekes. That Achas Mehem Tikor of Chatis, one of them could be brought for Korban Chatis. The second one is Mesa. That's Rabbi Shita. Because even though you found the first one before you brought the second one, so what? That's Rabbi Shita, that since by the time you found the first one, you already set aside a second one, both of them cannot be brought. Only one can be brought, and the second one is Lamisa. The Chum say no. Ain't Chatas Mesa. When do we say that you have to kill it? Only if you lost your first Korban, and you set aside a second one, and you brought it, the Bible has kapara. Now, when you find the first one, that's when it goes lemisa. But if you find it before you mechaper, that's a chum shita, it's not lemisa azlo. And the same thing, you don't have to throw away your money to the Yama Melech, but it's chatis. Only if you found the first money you set aside, after you already brought the Korban. But if you didn't bring the Korban yet, the first money can still be used. Hamafrish chatis, Vrei Balasmum. You set aside the chatas and became to be a balmum. So Marco, you could sell it, the Yavi with the Mecheras, and bring another one with it. If you brought the second one, Ashton Nishkato, before you shechted the first one, Thomas, and they have to die then, Shekhva Kipro Bailam. Because already it has a kapora, the Bailam already brought the carpet. So again, since last machlokes the mission was in the case of hamafresh chatosai, somebody's, and then barehi balas mum, then it becomes a balmum. So first you hamafresh it, and then after you hamafresh it, it became a balmum, and now it becomes possible like rovo. So Allah here to machlokes. The Tanakhama says what moichri could tell it right away. Viyovu devemeh acheres. That's the Tanakhama. You could tell it, and once you sell it to somebody else, then even though the balam has a kapur with a different chatis, but once you already sold it, it became chulin, it's not called chatish, you don't have to kill it anymore. However, Rav Lezer B'Shimon holds no. Rav Lezer B'Shimon Eman says that in Korvah Shnia, once the Bailam brings the second korban chatis, Ashtla Nishchato Rishon, if the first one was not kishe, you didn't make a shchit on the first one yet, even though you already sold the first one, it came out l'chulin, still Thomas, that's a Shim Chita, that's still called like a chatish Nishchapo Beleho, Shekva Kippur HaBailam. Because the Bailam have the Kapora now with the second Chatis, and therefore the first payment, since it was his Chatis, has a Locha Chalon, it right, it has to be Thomas. So even though already had a Balmum, and you appointed already, came out Lechulin, but as long as you didn't Shecht it yet, it's still called the Chatis, Yekipru Baleo, it would still have its Din, Lemisa Ozla. Now the Gemara says, Taimo, Tehikra Vacheres Tachteo. Mashmi Gemara had the gears in the Mishnah when it says Hamafri at the beginning of the Mishnah that said Hamafrish Chatis V'yovda. The Mashmi gears was V'hikra V'acheres Tachta. You brought a second one instead of the first one, and then you find the first one. Said Alocher is Thomas. Sadiq is Taimo the Hikra V'acheres because you brought the second one already. Tachta. Hola Hikra V'acheres Tachta. If you didn't bring the second one instead of the first one, then Roy. Then the din is even though you found the first one after you Hamafrish the second one. Still, the first one is not the Misos, less only the Roya. Is the man, who does the race of the Mishnah go like? Rabbonani. The Amri, they say, Avudu b'shas afrosh Roya. That if you lost your first Chattis and you set aside a second one, and now you found the first one before you brought the second one, the first one is only the Roya. If you aren't this pasture until it becomes a Balmum, you don't have to be the Miso. It was so aim is safe, what's the safe for the Mishnah say? Hamafrish mois lechattis v'yovdo. Vifrish achem tachdehim. It says, Yovim Elu Mielu, you bring from both of them, now both monies put together. For Yashar, the leftover money, you have to buy one Chatas, Yiplum Nadova. Now, time, what's the reason why it goes the Nadova, not Lemisa? Because Meelu Meelu. Because you spent money from both packages, of you spent the money from both. Hohevim Yachas, Memashba, you only bring from one bundle of money, you buy a Chatas. Mashba, then Hashani, the second bundle, would be Yolichul Yam HaMelech. Even though they're both Kayim, before the Kapora. The Chura also in the Rebbe, the Sefer goes according to Rebbe. The Yom of the Rebbe holds, Avudi B'Shas HaFrosha. If B'Shas, you lost the first one, then you went and set aside a second one, so even though you find the first one now, before you brought the second one, still the first one is Lemisa's law. And so it comes out, Reish Rabban and the Sefer Rebbe, how's that going to work? So as Honich, this big one, the Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, the Yom of Huna, it says, I'm a Rav, that I killed Moedim, Shemoshe Chachas, V'Grivu Shashni Yemesa. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Here, home by the Gemara, you have Chav Beis and Beis. You're right after the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah said these Chedushim about the Mafra Shechatis, and then you lose it. So that's one of the Lachal Moshim Sina, the what, that if you're Mishchaper with the second one, and then you find the first one, so it goes to Lemisa. So the Mishnah said, what's the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chamin? That Rebbe was the one that said that even if you find the first one before you brought the second one, it also goes Lemisa. The Chumash said, no, the Chumash said it's only Mesa if you find the first one after you brought the second one. But the Chumash Shita was if you find lost the first Chattis, and then you set aside the second one, and then you find the first one before you brought the second one, so Chumash said that it's not Lemisa. Then you could just wait, use one, and the other one, you sell it, and with the money, you bring another carbon. So more stuff like this. Time, the deacon, the ratio of the Mishnah was like this. Time, tehikra v'acheres tachtel. As this gears from the Mishnah was, hamafresh chattis v'yovda v'hikra v'acheres. That you set aside one korban chattis, and you lost it, and then you brought a second one, and then you found the first one. So then it goes l'misa. So who that's like a chom shita. So the more says, time, tehikra v'acheres tachtel. Holo hikra v'acheres tachtel. But if you would have found the first one before you brought a second one, then roya. Then both of them, you just have to bring one of them, and the other one is royal to the pasture until it comes about moment you can sell it. In so many, who does the ratio of the Mishnah go like? Because that's the Rabbanan Shita. The Amri that they say, Avu de Bishas HaFrosha, royal. That if it was lost, and then you find it, while you made hafrosha, but you did not bring the second one yet, then it's roya. You don't have to let it go to misa. So it comes out the ratio, the mishnah goes according to chachamim. And so the Gemara says, "Ein maseifa, what does seifa say? Ein maseifa that hamafresh moyis lechatis. Somebody sets aside money for korban chatis. V'yovdu when he lost the money. V'ifresh acherim tachdeim. They set aside other money instead of the first ones. So that the locker is now that you have, and then you find the first ones. So you have both monies. So din is yovim elu mielu. The answer is when you want to buy your chatis now, spend some money from both packs of money. So therefore, neither of them is like leftover." And therefore, Vashar, the leftover money, you put in the davar, the leftover money, you put into the davar to buy a korban seber of oila. But the deek is time of elu meilu, only because when you bought this first korban, you spent some money from both packs of money. But if you would only use one pack of money, and then Hasheni, the second pack, and Echnami, would have been Yulichli Yamamelech, we'd have to throw it to Yamamelech. Why? Because since Lamaisi, you lost your first pack of money, then you set aside a second one. Zechuru Osana goes to Rebbe, according to Rebbe Shita. The Yom of the Rebbe says, Avu Dibishas Afrosha Mesa, that if you set aside either money or the korban for Chatas, and you lose it, and then you set aside a second one, so automatically now when you find the first one, it goes to Misa, even before you brought the second one. So it comes out Madna that Reisha Rabbonin, for Sefer Rebbe. So this is the Madna to say right away in the Mishnah, the Reisha goes to Chomshit, and the Sefer goes according to Rebbe. Most is like this. Hanicha, this would be good. You could answer the Mishnah. Hanicha l'Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, become out good. The Yom Rav Huna sounds like this. Yom Rav Huna, Marav.